This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In cricket, India were 45 for no loss in 7 overs against New Zealand while chasing a target of 252 runs in the summit clash of the ICC Champions Trophy to 2025 in Dubai. Opting to bat in spin-friendly conditions, New Zealand managed to score 251 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. For New Zealand, Daryl Mitchell steadied the innings with a crucial 63-run knock. Towards the end, Michael Bracewell provided a late flourish with a quick-fire, unbeaten 51 off 39 deliveries. For India, Varun Chakravarti and Kuldeep Yadav claimed 2 wickets each. The pitch is on the slower side, with the ball gripping and stopping, making it challenging for batters to play across the line. It could be a tricky chase for India, given that New Zealand also has skilled spinners. Earlier, the Black Caps got off to a flying start, but Indian spinners pulled things back by taking wickets at regular intervals. Varun got the breakthrough wicket for Men in Blue, dismissing Will Young, who was given out LBW. Later, Kuldeep struck immediately, taking the crucial wicket of Rachin Ravindra, the tournament's double centurion, with a googly on the very first ball of his spell. He then backed it up by dismissing former New Zealand skipper Kane Williamson, who was caught and bowled. Ravindra Jadeja joined the party, trapping Tom Latham, LBW. Varun then clean bowled Glenn Phillips when New Zealand were looking to up the ante. Mohammad Shami then dismissed Mitchell in the death overs, while New Zealand skipper Mitchell Stantner was run out while attempting a quick double. However, Bracewell's power hitting helped New Zealand pushed their total past 250. India are aiming for their third Champions Trophy title, having previously won the tournament in 2002 and 13. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced the plans for the government to form a cooperative organization for drivers in the country. The minister was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Golden Centenary celebrations of the Ahmedabad District Cooperative Bank in Jaitalpur, Ahmedabad. The minister said the government is aiming to integrate 2 lakh service cooperative societies and primary milk producer societies into the cooperative movement over the next 5 years to enhance agricultural and dairy sectors. The minister, who is on a visit to Gujarat, also attended the oath-taking ceremony of the lawyers in Adalaj. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed the commitment to ensure health for all and strengthening public health institutions of the country. He was addressing virtually the 48th annual day celebration of the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare, NIHFW, in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda said that NIHFW is the front runner in conducting training, research and capacity building activities for the public health professionals in the country. Union Minister for State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, in her address, said that India has entered into new era of public health and government is focusing on enhancing universal health coverage. She said the government is making healthcare accessible and affordable to the people by strengthening primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services in the country. The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till 4th April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur tomorrow. The state has been under the president's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has been admitted to AIMS in New Delhi after complaining of uneasiness. The vice president was admitted to the hospital last night. Sources said that Mr. Dhankar is currently in stable condition. President Draupadi Murmu today spoke with wife of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Dr. Suresh Dhankar, and inquired about his health. In a social media post, she said she was glad to learn that he was recovering fast and wished him well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited AIMS and inquired about the health of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. The Prime Minister also prayed for his good health and speedy recovery. And that is the end of this news bulletin.